The Gemara says in Daf Pamud Aleph towards the bottom of the Amud, Itmar Achal Chelev Mi Ben Shlemis Hashanah V'Yomecha. A person ate Chelev after from 12 years old and on, Ad Ben Shmoneh Esrei until he was 18. In other words, he ate Chelev between the ages of 12 and 18. V'Noldu B'Siman Yisris, and then he had Siman Yisris, which means that he's a Siris. V'Lachem Ken Hevish Nesaris, and later on he brought to Saris. So the Shaila is, what's the din? So he ate Chelev after he's 12 years old, which normally would become a Gadol. Except over here there are no Saris, so we assume he's not a Gadol. Later on, he showed Simani Sris, which means that this person was a Sris. So now that he's a Sris, when he's a Sris, he's considered a Gadol. The question is, at what point do we consider him a Gadol? He's only considered a Gadol from when he had the Simani Sris after 18, or do we say he's a Gadol Mafreya all the way back to when he was 12, that we assume that the Godless happened then already, we just didn't see the Simanim. So Gemara says this is a Machlekes. Rav Amar Nasa Sris L'Mafreya. Rav says he becomes a Sris L'Mafreya, and we consider him a Gadol from the age of 12 and on, but Shmuel Amar Katan Haya Ba'isa Shah. Shmuel says no. Shmuel says at that point he was still considered a Katan, and he didn't have to Cyrus. We only consider him a Gadol from 18 years when he had the Simani Sris. In other words, we're talking about a person who ate Chela between the years of 12 and 18. He did not have two Cyrus when he should have had it. Later on, he developed Simani Sris, which means that he was a Sris. So the question is, do we say that now is Nisimai L'Mafreya, that he really was a Gadol from 12 years old and on? Or do we say that no, he was Taka Katan until he had the Simani Sris? We consider him a Katan until he's 18, and therefore he won't be Chayiv for the Chela that he ate in the interim between 12 and 18. Now, the obvious question on the Gemara is that, why does, even if you hold it becomes a Gadol Mafreya, why are we using the age of 12? We're talking about a Zachar, it says Achal Chelev, this is Lashon Zachar. We're talking about a male. Male becomes a Bar Mitzvah when he's 13, not when he's 12. A Nekeva, a female, becomes Bas Mitzvah when she's 12. But if we're talking about a Zachar over here, the age should be 13. Machalekes says, you become a Sris Mafreya from 13 and on or not. But why is the age 12 mentioned over here, not the age of 13? So Rashi is bothered with this, and Rashi says, because of this kasha, that you have to learn that the whole Gemara is really talking about a girl, not a boy. We're talking about the Nekeva, we're talking about a girl, and therefore if you become a Sris Mafreya, will be from the age 12. And even though the Lashon of the Gemara is Lashon Zachar, but Slav Dafka, we're talking about a Nekeva, we're not talking about a Zachar. Now this obviously is Dachik in the Lashon of the Gemara. The Pashas Lashon of the Gemara is Mashma, we're talking about a Zachar. It says Achal Chelev, which sounds like a, we're talking about a male. It says again, "V'noldu by Simani Sris v'noilad in him." The whole Lashon Gemara throughout is Masha. We're talking about a Zachar, not a Nekeva. So it is very daichak to learn. We're talking about a Nekeva. So if you look in the Ramban over here, the Ramban talk is chaylik, and the Ramban says we are talking about a Zachar. If we're talking about a Zachar, then why do we say the age is 12? The age should be 13. Zachar Ramban, the Gemara over here is going like the Mandamar in Mesachas Nida, who holds that Teich Zman is Kalachar Zman. There's a Mandamar in the Gemara Nida who holds the Teich Zman, in other words, the year before when you become 13 years old, for a Zachar, is considered Lachar Zman. It's already considered within the 13th year, and you could become a Gadol from 12 and on. In other words, if a boy would bring Cyrus, if he has Cyrus from the age of 12 and on, he's considered a Gadol at that point. We consider the 12th year like the 13th year. Teich Zman is Kalachar Zman, and you become a Gadol from when you're 12, and that could be Pshat in the Gemara. So Lailam, we're talking about a Zachar, like the Gemara's Mashma, and the reason why it says 12 is because we're going like the Madamer, that when you bring Cyrus, you become a Gadol from the age of 12, and that Lachar fits in much better into the Gemara. Now the Ritva over here asks on the Ramban, he says, that doesn't help you over here. It's true there's a Madamer who holds Teich Zman, Kalachar Zman, that if you bring to Cyrus within the 12th year, we consider it as a Gadol, as if you brought it when after you're 13. But that's if you actually brought to Cyrus. If you actually brought to Cyrus, so we know there's Simani Gadlus over here, so even though it's a year early, but we consider already from year 12, it's right to become a Gadol. That's if you had to Cyrus. But over here we're talking about, obviously, where there were no to Cyrus, because we said that we weren't sure, is this a person a Gadol or a Katan? He only had Simani Cyrus later on, after he was 18, so he never brought to Cyrus. So this is a person that we're not, up until he was 18, we didn't know if he's a Gadol or he's a Katan. Later on, when he was 18 and he has Simani Sris, now we say, okay, we know the Mafreya, he was a Gadol the whole time. So the question is, how far back should we go? So Zok de Ritva, if you don't know, you never had Cyrus, so of course you go back to 13, which is a normal age for most boys to become Gedal, and that's when most people are maybe stay Cyrus. But to go back to 12 doesn't make any sense. Even though if a person would have brought to Cyrus, that Madama would hold, and now that we see to Cyrus, we can consider Megado from 12 and on. That's only if you see the Cyrus. But if we don't see them, now we're trying to guess and say how far back can we go to be consider Megadol, then you go to 13, which is when Rav kids become Gedalim. But what right do you have to go back to 12 if we don't see two Cyrus? And why would you assume that there were two Cyrus if we never saw them? So it doesn't make sense, even if the Mandamar, Teich Zman, Kalachar Zman, Ran, that's not going to help in our sugya where there are no two Sairis. L'chari, you should go back to 13 and not to 12, and that's why the Ritva argues on the Ramban. He doesn't learn like him. Mustafa, that's some Shana Rashi as well. But the Ramban is Tzarchian. What allows the Ramban to go back to 12 if the Taka were no two Sairis? So I heard a beautiful husband, this Machlekes Ramban and Ritva from Rav Kolevsky's Zatzal. He said this over B'shem Rebruven. He heard this Hasbar from Rebruven Grozovsky. So Rebruven was Masbir like this. A very said it's like a Chakira in the din of Godless, which I believe we mentioned earlier in Dafid Bey. So Rebruven clears, what's the pshat in this that we need Shanim and Simanim to become a Gadol? We say, in order to become a Gadol, you need two things. You need years. You need to be Lamashal 13 for a Zachar. And you also need Cyrus. You need two Cyrus. So what's the pshat and what's the relation between these two dinim? Is it the pshat that really you need two ingredients to become a gadol? You need shanim, you need 13 years old, and also you need Cyrus, you also need the simanim. Each one is producing half of the godless, the shanim and the Cyrus together make him into a gadol. Or is the pshat that no, that really what makes a person into a gadol is Cyrus, is just simanim. That's the only thing that turns into a gadol. Why do you need shanim? You just need shanim to be mevar that these Cyrus are real Cyrus and not shuma. That if a person has Cyrus when they're very young, you say, okay, this is a fluke, it's a Shuma, it's not normal Cyrus of Godless, and we don't consider them Cyrus of Godless. But once you have Shanim, once you're old enough that you're an age where it makes sense to bring Cyrus, now we consider those Cyrus to be Cyrus of Godless, and they will turn you into a Gadol. So it's not that the Shanim are a chelik of turning into a Gadol, they're just being Mevair that the Cyrus of El Cyrus and the Cyrus would turn you into a Gadol. So is it the pshat that the Shanim and Simanim both create the Godless, or is it just the Cyrus and the Shanim are being Mevair that these Taka are good Cyrus of Godless? So Reuven was Mazur, that could be the machlokes over here between the Ramban and the Ritva. The Ramban understood that what creates Godless is a combination of both Shanim and Simanim. Shanim creates Godless and Cyrus creates Godless. So if you have a mandama who holds that Teich Zman is Kilach Zman, you could become a Godless from 12 if you have Cyrus, and that means obviously that 12 already is an age of Godless. 12 years, the Shanim of 12 could create Godless. Normally you need Cyrus as well, but by a Swiss where there are no Cyrus, you become a Godless with Shanim Belochud, you become a Godless with Shanim alone. So now that we find out that you're a Swiss and you want to go back to Mefreya, how far back do you go? You go back to 12, because 12 is the time. That's Shanim, that's when you become a Godless. So how about you go back to when you're 12? But the Ritva understood, that really what creates Godless is the Cyrus, not the Shanim. The Shanim has no bearing on Godless. So Shanim is just a beer that the Cyrus are real Cyrus and not Cyrus that are not real Cyrus. But really what does it is the Cyrus and not the Shanim. So therefore, when you want to go back to Mefreya and say he became a Godless, how far back are you going to go? About it, you can only go back to the time where it's normal to bring Cyrus, which would be 13, but to go back to 12 doesn't make any sense because the years alone are not going to do it, and there were no Cyrus over here, and therefore we assume Min Hastam will go back to the year 13 and not the year 12. So this machlokes is between the Ramban and the Ritva, whether you go back to 12 or 13. The Fidam Andamar of Teich Zman Kilach Zman, if he's not the Swiss of Mefreya, would be Tully, and this Chakira, whether Shanim and Simanim both play a role in creating the Godless, or is it just the Simanim, just the Cyrus, and the Shanim are just there to be Mevar, that the Cyrus attack is Cyrus of Godless? This is how Rav Kolevsky said it over, B'shem Rebruven. Now, I'm just going to point out that if you look in the Chidush Rebruven on Yevamos, in Simon Tezayin and Simon Yudches, he also goes on this Machalikas Ramban and Ritva, and he says a Hezver, but his Hezver is different from the one that Rav Kolevsky said over in his name, so it seems to be a different shot. I don't know if he had different Mahalchim that he said at different times. This is what Rav Kolevsky heard himself from Rebruven, but just pointing out that it is different from how it appears in the Chidush Rebruven on Yevamos.